Go boys, go boys. Let me go down in the mud. And we're back. This week in Waukesha, I'm your host, Don Brown, here at the Walk Radio Studios, also known as the future office of former Alderman Don Brown. That's right, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest. But instead of focusing on Make America Great Again, I want to make Waukesha more Irish, or Irish again, if it ever was. And helping me out there was Shane McGowan and the boys from the Pogues with If I Should Fall from Grace with God. So, but looking forward to another great week. To celebrate St. Patrick's Week, I've been asked to fill in for Matt Flynn on his morning show, Matt Flynn Direct, from 6 to 8 in the morning. So if you're not getting enough of Downtown Donnie Brown here, come check me out. It's 6 to 8 Monday through Friday next week. It's going to be all about Waukesha and also some tributes to St. Patrick's Day here in Waukesha. But in particular, what's most important to us people as Waukesha residents and how we can build a more connected community. So we're back with our host, Alderperson Elizabeth Moulton, or Beth Moulton. You go by Beth too, right? And
I do.
Just for your peers and colleagues.
My friends call me Beth.
There you go. So terrific. Well, Beth, what was I going to ask? Oh, well, first, yeah. What small businesses would you like to call out? Because we're very much about promoting small business here on This Week in Waukesha and on Walk Radio.
Well, we do have a lot of wonderful small businesses in Waukesha. I love the Rochester Deli there. They'll make you a wonderful lunch every time you go over there. And Mia's, of course, for any kind of Italian food, or the Neighborhood Bar. I like the Salty Toad, but I tend to leave before all the kids show up. We've just got come and explore. I love the idea of just coming on out and seeing what we have. It's a good way to get out of the house and meet your neighbors.
Nice. Cool. Yeah, you know, I had some really good, very positive small business experiences yesterday. Last night we got our fish fry from Sobelman's, and that process was excellent. They have you wait by the fish tank there next to the bar, and they get your food out on time, and it was still hot and delicious when I came home. A good fish fry there. I forgot what my youngest daughter had, but anyway, it was a great experience. And what was really neat was the atmosphere there, because they had the Badger game on in the Big Ten tournament. Even though they lost to my beloved Spartans, the Badgers definitely they always play tough. And it was really fun to see that atmosphere down at Sobelman's. And earlier in the day yesterday, had a wonderful visit at Replacement Window Center that just moved in at 1825 Dolphin Street, just down the road from Ray's Grain. So a lot you can do down there. You can go source some windows or siding, or meet with their home improvement specialist, and then stop by Ray's Grain. They open, especially on Fridays, they open up early for lunch. So great way to spend a Friday. And then, of course, just really excited about what's going on downtown here. Really excited that Toffee's will be expanding.
Yes.
And I know we'd approve some of that in council. And back to your campaign. You know, I was trying to do a little homework on your challenger, your opponent, challenger Stephen Green, and again with St. Patrick's Week, not to be confused with Stephen's Green, the beautiful park in Dublin where I spent a lot of time when I was working there. I could only find one item on him when I Googled him, and it was a litigation involving the city. But you know, what do you know about your opponent, or how much, you know, what kind of traction do you see out there in the field? You know, is
well, I don't want to give him as very much airtime.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. No, that's
fair. I know that he lives in the former part of District 8, so I don't know what his situation is for actually living in the new district, and I know that he's had a lot of disputes with the city over the years. He's not an especially good rule follower, so I don't see evidence of him campaigning. I just know that from my perspective, all I can do is talk to the voters, do my very best job, reach out, do the work it takes to introduce myself and share what I believe and leave the choice to the voters. So I'm very hopeful that they would consider me for the job. Sure. And if they, you know, if they don't, it's completely up to them. I would like to serve, but I do it at the consent of my constituents.
The pleasure of the people.
Yes.
Good, good. Hey, now in your first term as alderman, what kind of, I guess, constituent calls have you seen, like complaints or concerns that kind of resonate with you, or things that you felt you've addressed effectively, or felt that the city maybe needs to work on moving forward?
I found that the city is very responsive about various concerns that I've had. Some of them are zoning or parking or excess trash in the neighborhoods, or, you know, people leaving mattresses out or things like that. And the city has got very clear rules on that, and they are very fair and very thoughtful to my constituents, that if there is a problem, they try and work it out with them, rather than, you know, come in as a heavy-handed. They try to help, you know, because both parties are my constituents. The ones, you know, someone's complaining about someone, but both of them are my neighbors and my constituents. So I want to be very responsive to the people that are identifying problems, but I also want to be very conscious of the people that are, you know, the problem creators, that we, you know, we work with them and we give them time to solve the problem and try and understand the problem and try and see how we can help solve the problem. And sometimes you can do it in a lot of different ways. But my typical complaints are parking or loud dogs or, you know, trash issues. It's kind of the everyday I live here kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we just work together to solve these problems. But you have to remember that everybody is part of the district, not just the sure. loud ones.
Yeah. Very good. Love that. So you have a lot of loud ones out there in Madison, don't you, Jason? So anyway, we're going to go to a break soon, but before we do, there is one quick announcement. Again, since today is also all about Waukesha South, the Waukesha South Booster Club is having their Raise the Bar fundraiser on Saturday, April 2nd at the Loft on Blue Mound across from the airport, and encourage everyone to check that out that is a fan of South Nation. So we're going to go pay some bills, but stick around. We have more to discuss with Alderperson Beth Moultzen.
How could I have forgotten about the garbage situation? Yeah.
Fall from grace of God, we're an old doctor kind of.